2 weeks ago, we started learning about a significant person called the Pseudo-Christ.
2星期之前, 我们学习过一个叫做假基督的人物。
And if you remember, he's actually the false Christ.
假基督就是一个假冒的基督。
Or more commonly known as the Antichrist.
很多人都称这个人物叫做敌基督。
And please notice the emphasis. He's the Antichrist.
请留意他是那敌基督。
Because there will be other false Christs and false prophets, but this will be the ultimate one.
因为虽然有其他假基督、假先知，以一个是终极的假基督。
And the Bible warns us that multitudes of people will be deceived into following and believing in him.
圣经警告，将来会有好多人被这个假基督迷惑。
Mistaken him for the Christ we have all been waiting for.
就以为他就是我们日代已久的真基督。
He will appear in such an attractive and influential way.
他将会以非常有号召力吸引人的姿势出现。
Having power to work miraculous signs and wonders.
并且他有行神迹异能的能力。
But it is not by the power of God.
但他的能力并不是靠神得到的。
So, by whose power?
那他靠什么人的能力行神迹呢?
It's by the power of Satan, the devil, as we learned last time.
他是靠魔鬼撒旦的力量，一切我们上次已经学过。
And only when the time is ripe for him to show his true colors, then he will do something very outrageous.
直到时机成熟，他才会将他真灵面目显露。 然后他就会做一件事，是太过分，令到人惊的。
And we are going to study about that in detail today.
今天我们正正就是要去学习他要做的这件事。
So let us turn open to today's passage in Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 to 22.
我们现在打开马太福音的第24章第15节至第22节。
Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 to 22.
马太福音24章15至22节。
So when you see the desolating sacrilege standing in the holy place, as was spoken by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. The one on the housetop must not go down to take what is in the house. The one in the field must not turn back to get a coat. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that your flight may not be in winter or on a Sabbath. Verse 21, for at that time there will be great suffering, or in some translations, great distress or tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. And if those days had not been cut short, no one would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short.
15节，你们看见先知但以理所说的。 那行毁坏可憎的，暂在圣殿，读这经的人需要回忆。那时候，在犹大的应当逃到山上，在房子上的不要下来拿家里的东西，在田里的也不要回去取衣裳。当那些日子，怀孕和奶孩子的有祸了。 你们应当祈求，叫你们逃走的时候，不遇见冬天或是安息日，因为那时必有大灾难。从世界的开始直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。若不减少那日子凡有血气的，总没有一个人能得救。只是为了选民的缘故，那日子必减少了。
In the New Testament, the Pseudo-Christ is known by many other descriptions.
在新約聖經裡頭，假基督有不同的描述。
And in our text today, Jesus uses the term the desolating sacrilege.
而今日耶穌的話裡面，假基督被描述為那造成毀滅又叫做遍地荒涼的褻瀆神聖之物。
In some other translations, it's called the abomination of desolation.
有另外一些翻译呢，就叫做那造成毁灭又叫做遍地荒凉的可憎之物。
So now, what is the meaning of the desolating sacrilege?
咩叫做造成毁灭，又叫做遍地荒凉嘅亵渎神圣之物呢？
What's the definition of the abomination of desolation?
呢个字眼嘅意思系乜嘢呢？
What does this description of the pseudo Christ tell us about him?
咁样去描述假基督啊，我哋可以了解假基督嘅边一方面呢？
Today we shall look at both its literal definition and the historical context behind this particular expression.
今日我哋首先会睇下呢个字眼字面嘅意思，然后再睇下呢个字眼背后嘅历史背景。
The term abomination or sacrilege, as the NRSV translated, basically means something that's revolting or disgusting.
可憎之物嘅呢个字呢，基本上系讲一啲令人好讨厌、极其反感嘅事情。
In biblical Hebrew, abomination is a familiar term for an idol.
在希伯来圣经里头，这个字呢，经常是指偶像。
Many instances in the Old Testament, we see the term abomination applied specifically to idol worship.
很多的旧约经文用到这个字眼的时候，都是指拜偶像的事情。
Why is idolatry so detestable in the eyes of God?
点解喺上帝眼中拜偶像嘅事系咁可憎嘅呢？
Do you know that a lot of idol worship in the ancient days was often associated with human sacrifice?
你又知唔知道喺远古嘅时代，拜偶像系会将活人去牺牲嘅？
Not only that, it's also associated with licentious orgy.
唔单止咁。拜完神之后，仲会狂欢一轮去乱交。
Temple prostitutions and so on。
喺啲庙宇里头咧，甚至你可以揾娼妓。
And how about the word desolation? What does desolation mean?
好啦，另外一个字就系那造成毁灭，叫做遍地荒凉呢个字啊，又系咩意思呢
？Maybe this word is a bit easier. It simply means to ruin or to destroy.
字眼的这部分就比较容易明白了，它无非就是指制造毁灭、带来荒凉的意思。
So to put it simply, the abomination of desolation refers to the disgusting or sickening object which leads to or results in destruction.
所以今天我们要明白的这个字眼呢，无非就是说那带来毁灭又导致到遍地荒凉的那样亵渎神圣可憎之物。
In fact,It has, as its very purpose, your destruction.
其实当这件事发生或出现的时候，它的目的只是想毁灭你。
The term abomination of desolation is actually not a term invented by the Lord Jesus.
其实这个这样的字眼并不是耶稣所创的。
While this expression might be quite foreign to us,It's actually not foreign to the hearers in Jesus' time.
虽然你可以或者会觉得这个字眼对你很陌生，但在耶稣的时代，犹太人当中，这个字眼是非常熟悉的。
When Jesus made reference to the abomination of desolation, as was spoken by the prophet Daniel,
当耶稣说，先知但以你所提及过的那位，那造成毁灭，叫做遍地荒凉，亵渎神圣之物的时候，
He had in mind those prophecies in which the expression abomination that causes desolation first appeared.
耶稣脑海所谂紧嘅咧，就系但以理先知书里边曾经出现过呢个字眼嘅经文。
We are not going to look at these passages one by one today.
嗱，今日我哋就唔打算逐一嘅去读呢几段嘅但以理书经文。
But please feel free to examine these texts when you go home in your own time.
但如果你回到家的时候，你有兴趣的，请大家去参考以下经文。
Daniel chapter 9 verse 27.
但以理先知书第九章二十七。
Chapter 11 verse 31.
十一章三十一。
And chapter 12 verse 11.
还有十二章十一节。
But what Jesus also had in mind when he made reference to the abomination of desolation,
但除此之外，耶稣用到呢个字眼，佢脑海所谂紧嘅嘢，仲包括以下。
It was one of Israel's darkest periods back in the second century BC.
佢所谂紧嘅就系公元前第二世纪以色列人嘅历史当中一段好黑暗嘅时间。
At that time,The Greek Empire ruled over the whole of the Middle East, including Israel.
公元前的第二世纪，整个中东地区都是希腊帝国统治的。
And in the year around 168 BC, the king that ruled over Israel was Antiochus Epiphanes. And the word Epiphanes means God manifests.
在公元前168年，当时统治犹太人的王就是自称为神显的安提阿古四世，他自己叫自己做神显。
So you can see he's a very proud and impious person.
你可以想象到这个皇帝都几自大。
And he brought great misery and tribulation to the whole of Israel.
他带给以色列人很大的苦难。
In order to retain his hold on Palestine,
为了将巴勒斯坦的地区能够牢牢地统治得好。
And in order to keep the Jews in submission to the policies,
为了确保犹太人服从他的统治。
Antiochus sends his general to occupy Jerusalem, deliberately choosing to attack on the Sabbath.
在那一年，王派遣了一个大将军去攻耶路撒冷城，故意选择在安息日星期五攻城。
Because he knew that the Orthodox Jews would not fight on the Sabbath.
他知道正统的犹太教徒在安息日是不会反抗的。
Consequently, large numbers were slaughtered in the Sabbath attack.
结果在那一天，很多犹太人被屠杀。
Then followed a systematic attempt to Hellenize the country of Israel by force.
这件事之后呢，他很有计划地逐步要求以色列人希腊化。
Greek deities were to be worshipped by everybody, and he abolished the Jewish mode of worship.
希腊的神明，他强迫犹太人膜拜，而他废除犹太人本身的宗教信仰。
He outlawed all Jewish religious rites and traditions.
他将到犹太人的敬拜定性为违法。
Copies of the Hebrew Bible were ordered to be destroyed.
有部分的圣经被没收焚烧。
Whoever would not compromise is punished by death.
哪个犹太人不屈服的话呢，处死。
Or by every conceivable torture.
又或者呢，是用极刑去惩罚。
But even more outrageous was his acts of defiling the temple.
最令人讨厌的呢，就是他玷污了犹太人的圣殿。
Upon the altar of burnt offering to Yahweh, an image of a Greek god, Zeus,And this image perhaps was in the likeness of Antiochus himself. And it was set up right there.
在要来献祭给亚维神的祭坛上面，他将希腊神话当中最高那位神宙斯的一个神像，当做这个神像的时候，故意雕塑成有点像他自己的样子，做好之后将宙斯神像放正在犹太人祭坛上。
All Jews were required to make obeisance to it.
就斥令所有犹太人向这个神像下拜。
And this is what the Jews spoke of as the abomination of desolation.
这件事正正就是犹太人所指的那造成毁灭的亵渎神圣之物。
In addition, pigs were sacrificed on the altar. And you know that, to the Jews, pigs are unclean animals.
还不止这样，还命令在犹太人的圣殿里面献猪。对犹太人来讲，猪是很不干净的。
And Greek soldiers performed licentious rituals in the very temple courts.
希腊的军队走到圣殿的院宇里头，进行了很多狂欢乱交的祭祀活动。
And the drunken orgy associated with the worship of another Greek god, the god of grape harvest, was also made compulsory.
强迫犹太人跟着他们一起去拜一个希腊人相信会祝福的农夫有丰收的一个希腊神，跟住要求他们一起狂欢乱交。
So how did these historical dreadful events relate to Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 24?
好啦，这件事情跟耶稣所讲的有什么关系呢？
Jesus is saying that sometime in the future, another abomination of desolation would occur in a Jewish temple in Jerusalem.Similar to what happened in the time of Antiochus Epiphanes.
耶稣要讲，在将来的日子，将会有一个人物，好像这个王这样，他会做的事情，都会跟安提阿古王所做的类同。
And as you can guess, this particular person is the pseudo-Christ.
那你都可能猜到了，这个人物正正就是假基督。
The pseudo Christ is going to reveal himself when the time is right.
当时机成熟的时候，假基督将会让他的真灵面目露出来。
And what is it that he would do that's very similar to what Antiochus did?
这个人将会做的事，点解似希列王曾经做的呢？
He will oppose and exalt himself above every so-called god or object of worship.
他会反对人所拜的种种的神明，将自己抬高过所有神明。
And he would take his seat in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God.
他入到去神的殿里头，坐喺度，自称话我就系神。
I just quoted from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4.
刚刚我引述嘅咧系帖撒罗尼加后书嘅二章第四节。
Not only so, as the Apostle John tells us in the book of Revelations.
唔单止系咁，使徒约翰喺启示录话俾我知。
Revelations chapter 13. An image of the pseudo Christ will be set up.
启示录嘅第十三章有咁嘅记载，假基督将会将自己一个嘅像立起嚟。
And anyone who refuses to worship that image will be put to death.
边一个人拒绝下拜嘅话，将会被处死。
So the abomination of desolation would then refer not only to the pseudo Christ himself, but also to the image that will be set up in the temple.
所以呢个字眼啊，那造成毁灭、亵渎神圣之物，唔单止系指到假基督呢个人物，更加指到佢将会建立起嚟嘅佢自己嘅像，就系佢将会有一日耶路撒冷嘅圣殿竖起嚟嘅呢个像。
However, before we proceed further into our text today, we already have a question that needs to be answered.
但系喺我哋继续去探讨今日经文之前，我哋有一个问题必须要解决噶。
If you know a bit about the history and the current situation in Israel, you know that there is no longer any temple of Yahweh standing in Jerusalem today.
假如你对于以色列嘅历史同埋今日嘅时事嘅话，你就会知道喺今日嘅耶路撒冷系冇圣殿嘅。
Indeed, the second temple of the Jews that Jesus was talking about was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD.
事实就是在公元70年，罗马的军队已经将犹太人这个所谓第二个圣殿毁灭了。
And for nearly 2,000 years now, it has laid in ruins.
过去2,000年以来，那个圣殿已经不存在了。
Now I'm going to show you some pictures of today's Jerusalem.
现在大家一起欣赏下几张关于耶路撒冷的照片。
Beautiful. You can see the whole area and the surrounding areas around Temple Mount.
你看到圣殿山本身和圣殿山周围的耶路撒冷的使用。
The Temple Mount is a hill located in the old city of Jerusalem.
所谓圣殿山呢，是指到耶路撒冷旧城区的一个山。
It is one of the most important religious sites in the world.
是世界其中一个最重要的宗教地点。
For thousands of years, it's been revered and honored by the Jews, Christians, and Muslims.
几千年来，这个地点都是被犹太教徒、基督教徒和穆斯林教徒所尊敬的。
However, as you can see from these pictures, the present site has no Jewish temple in view.
但是今日的圣殿山上面是再见不到犹太人当日所有的圣殿。
The whole area is now under strict control by the Muslims.
今日圣殿山被由穆斯林管理的。
The mount is known to the Muslims as the Haram al-Sharif, meaning the noble sanctuary.
今日圣殿山已经改了个回教的名字，叫做 Haram al-Sharif, 意思就是高贵圣地。
And this whole area, you can see, is now dominated by some Islamic monumental structures.
今日的圣殿山上面最瞩目、最抢眼的是两间回教的清真寺。
Such as the famous Al-Aqsa Mosque and the famous Dome of the Rock.
其中一个包括了 Al-Aqsa 清真寺，同埋更出名的就是金顶的 Dome of the Rock.
So from very far, you can see this structure.
远远就可以见到依座嘅清真寺。
But there's no temple.
但犹太人嘅圣殿咧系冇咗噶。
So the question is, how or where will we see the abomination of desolation?
嘅问题系，到底我哋点会见到造成毁灭、亵渎神圣嘅物 喺猶太人嘅聖殿豎起嚟咧？
Because there is no longer any temple.
因為猶太人嘅聖殿已經唔在啦。
According to Apostle Paul, as we read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4, the pseudo Christ is going to take his seat where?
根據使徒保羅喺帖撒羅尼迦後書第二章第四節所寫嘅説話，假基督有一日將會喺咩地方坐喺度自稱係神呢？
In the temple of God.
在神的殿裏自稱是神。
Now, I need to explain a bit about the original Greek word for the temple in this verse.
而家我需要為大家去解釋一下帖後二章四節所講到神的殿呢個原希臘文係邊個字。
It's actually denoting the central sanctuary.
殿呢個字所指嘅其實係聖殿範圍最重要嘅一座嘅聖所。
And it consists of the holy place and the holy of holies.
呢座圣所包含咗圣所同埋至圣所两部分。
It's the most sacred spot.
就系最神圣、不可侵犯嘅地方啦。
No ordinary priest could go into the holy of holies.
一般嘅祭司都唔可以入至圣所里头。
It is the place where only the high priest could enter.And only once a year on the Day of Atonement.
唯有大祭司先至可以一年一次入至聖所裏頭。
But we read that the pseudo Christ is going to take his seat in this part, the holy of holies.
假基督有日將會入到去呢個聖所裏頭。
Now we need to pursue this question further. How could there be a holy place unless there is a temple?
所以我哋繼續要去追問呢個問題。除非是有个圣殿，否则这个人物又怎么能够在圣殿里头呢？
Clearly, there needs to be a functioning or a rebuilt temple.
当然，就必须要再有一个是能够运作的新的圣殿。
For thousands of years, Jews have yearned and prayed for the rebuilding of the holy temple.
几千年来，犹太人盼望能够有一天重建他们的圣殿。
In fact, there has been a growing temple movement in Israel today with thousands of Jews working to rebuild the temple.
其實今日的以色列有以千計的猶太人就是為了能夠重建聖殿去做籌備的工作。
Some radical Jews actually hope to sweep away the Muslim shrines and rebuild the temple.
有些猶太人極端分子甚至密謀將這個清真寺剷走了就算了。
But if that is to happen, war is bound to break out.
但如果佢咁做嘅话咧，一定爆发战争。
So what do all these have to do with us?
嗱，依一切啊，同你我又有咩关系啊
？This is exactly why, in one of my previous messages, I encourage you to pay attention to the developments and current affairs in Israel.
嗱，正正系为呢个原因咧，有一次嘅讲道嘅时间，我曾经鼓励大家去多啲关注有关以色列嘅新闻。
Because the rebuilding of the temple is closely connected to the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
因为圣殿重建同耶稣基督再临嘅日子有几近，系息息相关。
Now, with all this background in mind, let us return to our Bible text for today in Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 to 22.
好啦，有咗呢啲圣经嘅背景之后，而家我哋又关注翻我哋眼前嘅经文，马太福音24章。第十五至到二十二节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 15. So when you see the abomination of desolation, referring to the pseudo Christ and his image being set up, standing in the holy place, as was spoken by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand.
第十五节话，当你哋睇到先知但以理所提及到嘅嗰一位造成毁灭、叫做遍地荒凉嘅亵渎神圣之物，企喺圣殿嘅时候。读经的人，你就要会意这句说话是什么意思。
Then verses 16 to 20 that follow go on to describe how one should react when this terrible thing happened.
接着下来的第16节至到第20节呢，就向读者去讲，当这件事发生的时候，到底人应该怎样反应。
But let us first jump to verse 21 for a moment, so that we can get the full picture.
不过在我们看之前，我们现在暂时跳去第21节，好等到我们对事情有一个全面的了解。
Verse 21 says, For at that time there will be great distress, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be.
21節，因為那時必有大災難，從世界的開始直到如今，沒有這樣的災難，將來也必沒有。
Terrible tribulation beyond our imagination.
就是我們無法想像的大苦難。
So what are the disciples supposed to do under such terrible circumstances?
問題是，當這些事情發生的時候，作為耶穌的追隨者應該怎樣做呢？
The answer is given to us in verses 16 to 20.
答案我們可以從第16至第20節找到。
Here Jesus describes five different scenarios or circumstances of people fleeing from the plight.
在这个16至第20节呢，我们看到耶稣为我们勾画出五种的情景。
Verse 16, those in Judea must flee to the mountains.
16节说，那时是犹太的应当逃到山区。
As I have already pointed out in an earlier message,There is no doubt about the geographical circumstance indicated in this passage.
我曾經講過，依段經文所指嘅係一個具體嘅地區。
When the time comes for the pseudo-Christ to reveal himself in the temple, Jesus' advice for us is to immediately flee out of the city of Jerusalem, flee into the surrounding mountains for refuge.
耶穌十六節所講嘅咧就係咧，當假基督喺聖殿露出佢真面目嘅嗰個時間。在城市里面的人是应该逃到山区，去到附近的山区去逃难。
In fact, a similar fleeing did take place shortly before the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans in AD 70.
其实在公元70年，罗马的军队毁灭耶路撒冷城的时候，曾经发生过一次犹太人向山区大逃难的事件。
Numerous Christians in Jerusalem fled to the Transjordan Mountains during the Roman siege.
有好多信仰咗基督嘅猶太人離開耶路撒冷，逃走到約旦河東山區上邊。
This image of fleeing to the mountains also reminds us of Lot's escape from the destruction of the city of Sodom.
要向山區逃難呢個講法咧，令到我哋都會聯想到聖經記載過關於羅德家人逃難嘅情景。
Genesis chapter 19, verse 17, records the angel's instruction to Lot and his family.
創世紀第19章第17節記載了天使向羅德一家的警告。
Escape for your life.
你們快點逃命。
Do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley.
不要轉身去向回頭望。
Escape to the hills, lest you be swept away.
要向山區狂奔。以免你會被災難會消滅。
Such is the absolute urgency and single-mindedness we need.
我哋所需要嘅決心同埋迫切性係如此。
No looking back or lingering on.
係絕對唔可以回頭望或者係猶豫不決。
Do we have this attitude or mindset?
我哋有冇呢種咁樣嘅意識呢？
This is essential when we are escaping from the pseudo-Christ, the abomination of desolation.
即到那日，當我哋要走難嘅時候，必須有咁嘅意識，先至可以生存。
Now let us come to verse 17.
我哋而家嚟關注第十七節所描寫嘅第二種情景。
Here Jesus says, "The one on the housetop must not go down to take what is in the house."
凡喺房屋上的，不要下來拿取家裏邊嘅東西。
And verse 18, the one in the field must not turn back to get a coat.
在田野里的也不要回家取衣裳。
Perhaps you'd wonder why, out of all places, Jesus mentions specifically someone being on the housetop.
或者你会奇怪，点解耶稣会讲到有啲人会喺屋上边嘅呢？
That doesn't seem to be the usual place to find people.
因为通常喺屋上边系冇人噶。
Fiona, do you like? Spending time on the rooftop?
你會唔會喜歡走上一個屋嘅屋頂度咧？
So I don't think it's a common place to find people, not at least in the UK.
就最少喺英國啊，你去咗屋頂，你揾唔到人噶。
But don't forget, Jesus is speaking specifically to those in Israel.
所以你唔好忘記啦，耶穌呢啲話咧係尤其向係由以色列國裏邊嘅居民而講嘅。
So you have to understand.The construction of those Jewish houses.
你需要對當時嘅房屋嘅建造嘅結構有少少嘅認識。
Here's a picture of houses in Israel in Jesus' time.
依幅咧就係當年猶太人喺以色列嘅居住嘅民房嘅圖畫。
of course, it's just a model.
當然係一個嘅模型嚟嘅啫，就唔係真噶啦。
A typical house in the Middle East had a flat roof.
喺喺當地嘅中東嘅房屋，經係好普通嘅，都會喺屋頂上邊有一個天台。
And this flat roof is accessible by means of an outside staircase.
而通對天台嘅樓梯咧，係建喺屋嘅外牆嘅。
So we see the flat roof area and an external staircase.
所以你見到屋頂同埋通到屋頂嘅樓梯嗎？
It was customary for people to relax or even sleep on the flat rooftop.
居民喺屋頂嗰度乘涼啊，瞓下晏覺咧，係好普通嘅事嚟嘅啫。
Sometimes the flat rooftop area was also used for tasks like drying food or textiles.
有時咧，你屋頂咧都可能會曬下魚啊，曬下嘢，晾下衫都唔出奇。
And Jesus is telling us that when the final hour comes,
耶穌就係話咧，當到嗰個時刻嚟到嘅時候
，whoever is on the housetop should escape at once.
如果邊個人你喺屋頂裏邊做緊啲咩都好咧，你快啲落嚟。
If you are on the housetop, get down those stairs outside the house and go.
就跑落嚟，就唔好入屋攞嘢啦，快啲走啊！
Don't even think of getting back into the house to retrieve your material possessions.
入屋攞嘢啊，攞啲重要嘅財物啦，你諗都唔好諗啊！
Because if you go in there, you may never come out again.
因為如果你擔言嘅話，可能你永遠都逃走唔到。
You wouldn't have enough time.
可能你唔夠時間走難。
It's like in the case of a fire.
就好似屋裏邊火燭咁樣。
You might say, well, it will only take me 5 minutes. I need to rush in and get this something that's important to me.
或者你會諗，我屋裏邊有啲好重要嘅物件，我只需要五分鐘我就可以攞到噶啦。
Oh, I have to rush in to save my pet.
我一定要去將我只貓啊，我只狗救出嚟先得嘅。
Those 5 minutes are all it takes to cost your life.
大概五分鐘就足以攞你嘅命。
Verse 18.Now let us move on to verse 18.
現在我們關注一下第十八節。
This is similar in this idea about fleeing in such a hurry that even if you've left your coat at the other side, the other end of the field, just forget it.
十八節的情景和十七節是類同，就假如有人，有農夫在田間做著農作，你的衣服就放在田間的路邊，一知道時候要走難嘅時候咧，衫都唔好攞啦，你快啲走算啦。
Now to us, a coat might not mean anything.
嗱，對你嚟講咧，一件衫算得係咩呢
？But to the Jews, especially the poor Jews.
但係對猶太人嚟講，尤其是嗰啲嘅窮苦嘅大眾啊
，The outer garment was one of the most important pieces of clothing.
依度所指嘅衣裳，所指嘅嗰件嘅外袍咧，係猶太人最重要嘅一件衫。
Under the Old Testament law,
喺根據舊約嘅法律
，one could not take the outer garment in pledge from another person.
如果有人向你借錢，你要佢抵押一啲嘅物件嘅話咧，你係唔可以攞咗佢件嘅外袍。
Because he needed it, it's like a blanket at night and his protection in the day.
因為佢件外袍日間咧係要嚟著嘅，夜間咧係佢張被嚟噶。
But even if this garment was so important to the Jews, on that day of tribulation, Jesus advised them not to turn back to get it.
咁你諗下啦，一件外袍對猶太人係咁重要嘅，耶穌竟然話嗰個走難嘅嗰日，依件外袍都唔好攞啦，快啲走。
So urgent is的 situation.
事情係的確係非常嘅急。
That once the pseudo Christ appears,
因為一旦假基督露出佢嘅面目
，When he comes to power，
当佢得势嘅时候
，He's going to move fast，
佢就会好快速嘅采取行动。
The events in the end times will move faster and faster。
咁关于呢个现今世代末后嘅日子嘅种种嘅事情咧，发生嘅速度密度比起以往就会急得多咯。
And we are to flee with such urgency and such haste that no hesitation。Is allowed.
我哋必須要以咁樣依一種嘅迫切性，先至能夠逃出生天。
No looking back.
就絕對唔可以回頭望。
Now let us read on to verse 19.
而家我哋一齊關注第十九節。
The fourth scenario given here.
就係第十九節描寫嘅第四種情景。
Woe to those who are pregnant or to those who are nursing infants in those days.
当那些日子怀孕的和喂着奶的就有祸了。
Anyone who has a family understands a pregnant woman or a woman with baby cannot move conveniently.
喂，大家都想象到的啦，一个怀紧孕嘅女人或者系凑紧 BB 嘅女人，要佢走难啊，有咁容易咩
？They certainly cannot move at any great speed.
佢哋绝对走唔快噶啦。
So one can say that the pregnant women and nursing mothers are representative of anyone forced to flee under especially difficult circumstances.
所以呢度第二十节所指嘅，呢度十九节所指嘅咧，系当那日凡系要走难嘅时候，觉得好多累赘、好困难走难嘅所有嘅人。
You might notice our friend Emma is not here with us today.
所以或者你都会留意到 Emma， 我哋嘅朋友今日就冇出席嘅崇拜。
She's soon going to give birth to a second boy.
因为佢好快就会生第二胎噶啦。
And it's getting more and more difficult and tiring for her to travel all the way from Manchester to Liverpool week by week.
最近呢几星期咧，要佢星期日从曼城嚟到利物浦参加我哋嘅敬拜活动咧，佢觉得越嚟越吃力。
Maybe you would have noticed her tummy is getting bigger and bigger.
你都当然睇到啦，佢嘅肚越嚟越大。
And plus, she has to take care of her extra energetic boy, YY, her older son.
佢仲要照顾一个又肥又大又好力嘅仔。
So it's really quite a challenge for her to travel such a distance.
所以要咁样走嚟呢度咧，系好艰难嘅。
So next week will be the last week she'll be joining us for our worship.
所以下星期日佢将会系暂时最后一次同我哋喺埋一齐。
And let us remember her as she prepares to go into labor in another month or two.
所以一个两月之后咧，请大家纪念佢分娩嘅时间。
But I think Emma serves as an illustration to help us see how difficult, how inconvenient for someone to be fleeing.
但系 Emma 只不过系而家讲到走难嘅困难，一个好生动嘅图画嚟啫。
Now the fifth scenario listed here is in verse 20.
在第二十节所写的就是第五种的情景。
Pray that your flight may not be in winter or on a Sabbath.
你们应当祈祷，需要走难的时候，不要遇见冬天或是安息日。
Why is it a worry to be fleeing during winter or on a Sabbath?
为什么最好能够避开冬天或者安息日去走难呢？
You might say, winter in Palestine is not that cold. Certainly not as cold as in the UK.
或者你会说巴勒斯坦的冬天不是很冷的，是吧？怎么都比不起英国那么冷的了。
To be honest, it took me quite a while to get used to the cold weather here.
老实说，对我要适应利物浦的冬天都不是那么容易。
But the point to understand here is that winter in Palestine is the rainy season.
但你需要明白的就是在巴勒斯坦这个土地上，每年冬季都是雨季。
Winter is a time when heavy rains cause streams to become swollen and impossible to cross.
平时系小溪水或者干旱咗嘅河床都会变成大水泛滥。
So, it makes it very difficult for people to reach a place of refuge.
令到要走难嘅难上加难。
And the rains are heaviest, particularly between November to end of January.
每一年十一月至到一月期间，雨势系最大嘅。
There will be downpouring of rains, thunderstorms coming down constantly.
有时会刮大风，落嘅大雨。
So we can imagine traveling in such circumstances is particularly difficult.
所以喺咁样嘅天气里边，要走难系非常艰难。
How about the Sabbath?
安息日又系点解呢？
Why would Jesus say, "Pray that your flight may not be on a Sabbath"?
点解耶稣话最好就系走难嘅日唔需要预正系安息日呢？
Matthew alone includes this phrase because he was writing particularly to the Jews.
在四福音当中，唯有马太福音加了安息日这三个字，因为马太福音是专门为犹太人读者而写的。
Sabbath would not really affect the others if they are not in Israel.
因为如果你那个人都不在以色列境内生活的呢，安息日都不会影响到你。
On Sabbath day, the day of rest and worship for the Jews, they are forbidden to work.
对犹太人来说，安息日要停工休息的日子。
They're forbidden to travel. That's traveling more than about three quarters of a mile.
他们的宗教是禁止他们工作，也禁止他们远游。 就是遠過四分之三英里的路就算是違法的了。
That's known as a Sabbath day walk.
這個四分之三英里就是稱做安息日可行的距離。
Besides, all shops are closed on a Sabbath day.
況且呢，所有的商店都會關門。
You won't be able to buy food.
你買不到食物。
And transportation comes to a standstill for the most part.
全國絕大部分的交通工具都會停駛。
So if you're trying to flee on a day where you can't get transportation,
所以如果你需要走難，但卻係坐唔到車，
you can't hire a car,
或者你又租唔到車，
and even if you need petrol, you couldn't get it, then it will be very bad indeed.
或者你加油站都冇汽油俾你加，咁樣嘅環境嘅走難真係好慘啊！
So here again, we see a clear indication of the geographical circumstance.
所以一切都告诉我们知道，耶稣这番话是尤其是指着以色列境内而讲的。
It concerns specifically the faithful Jewish believers in Jerusalem and its surrounding areas.
他脑海想着的对象是以色列境内中心的信徒，就是在耶路撒冷京城和周围的地区的信徒。
But again, we have to ask, how do these apply to us then?
咁一切對我哋又有咩關係啊？
Actually, the basic scriptural principles still apply. We are to flee from evil.
但係聖經裏邊有一個好基本嘅道理，就係有邪惡嘅事情發生嘅時候，我哋必須要快啲走。
Flee while you can.
你能夠嘅時候咧，就快啲走啊！
Now let's turn to another passage in the same book of Matthew, chapter 10.
而家我哋翻到去馬太福音嘅另外一段嘅説話，就係馬太福音第十章。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 22-23.
馬太嘅第十章22-23兩節。
Here is another instance of Jesus giving instructions to his disciples.
我哋又見到耶穌向門徒講。
Verse 22.You will be hated by all on account of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved. Verse 23. But whenever they persecute you in this city, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you shall not finish going through the cities of Israel until the Son of Man, that is Jesus, comes again.
并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。有人在这城逼迫你们，就要逃到那城去。我实实在在告诉你们，以色列的城邑，你们还没有走遍，人子，人子所指的就是耶稣，人子就到了。
I want to point out to you an interesting phenomenon.
我想为大家解释一个很耐人寻味的现象。
I think no one wants to go through persecution.
有邊個人中意捲入被迫害嘅漩渦裏頭呢？
But here we see a positive result of persecution.
但係呢度我哋見到發生迫害，竟然有好嘅一面。
When faithful believers stand firm and do not compromise under pressure or persecution, they were of course forced to flee.
就係當個精忠嘅信徒喺迫害壓力嘅威脅底下，都唔妥協唔就範嘅時候，佢哋冇可選擇，只能夠走難。
They are therefore dispersed into many different places.
因此呢，他们就会自然被驱散到去不同的地区。
And these places might be places that they would not choose to go, if not by force, like because they had to flee.
这些地方可能包括了他们正常情况下，他们不会喜欢去，也都没去过的地方。
So just like in the days of the early church,As we can see in the book of Acts.
就正如《使徒行传》所见到早期教会时代。
So because they are dispersed, they can spread the gospel to many different people.
早期教会的信徒被迫害的时候，他们将福音带到各处。
And in verse 23, because Jesus says, "You will not finish going through the cities of Israel until Jesus comes," what are they doing when they're going through these cities? It was exactly to preach good news to.Proclaim the gospel.
所以当耶稣在第23节讲他再临之前，门徒未能够走遍以色列国每一个城市，他已经回来，那些门徒做什么呢？就是传紧福音。
So the reason Jesus instructed his disciples that if you get persecuted in one city, flee to the next one. The reason is not to save your life.
之所以喺第二十三節，耶穌吩咐佢嘅追隨者，就當你被迫害嘅時候，你從一個城市要逃到另一個城市，動機咧唔係苟且偷生。
Because as Christians, as true believers and followers of Christ, we are not afraid to die.
作為基督徒，作為真正耶穌基督嘅追隨者，我哋唔怕犧牲。
But if we are indeed captured, we are prepared to die unwavering, without any shadow of fear.
但如果我哋被捉咗嘅話，我哋準備好至死都要忠心，願唔害怕死亡。
But of course, we are also reminded to avoid foolish heroism.
但我哋必須避免好愚蠢咁樣，好唔明智咁樣就義。
So you don't go out there and say, "Hey, I'm a Christian, come kill me."
我係基督徒嚟㗎，點解你唔快啲嚟捉我？
That's foolishness.
呢啲只不過係愚蠢。
But we can see that it's a very important point to convey here is that it's urgent that we save our lives so that we can get on with this important task entrusted to us.
留翻自己條命一個重要嘅原因，就是我哋可以傳福音。
We must get on with preaching the gospel when there is still time and opportunity for us to do so.
就當我哋還有機會，我哋必須要快快嘅傳福音。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 14, I can read it out for you. And this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations, and then only then the end will come.
让我为大家读出马太福音廿四章嘅第十四节，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民作见证，然后末期就会来到。
So in light of this promise, hope that we can be all the more courageous in sharing the gospel.
就愿意我哋大家喺呢一个应许面前可以刚强壮胆传福音。
Perhaps after listening to today's message.You will find that, oh, I wish I didn't come. Why did I have to hear about all these horrible events?
又或者你聽完今日嘅聖經之後，或者你會諗，哎呀，早聽依啲嘢，我今日就唔嚟啦。做咩要聽埋依啲令人驚嘅説話呢？
Or maybe you find it difficult to comprehend just how difficult and terrifying this period of tribulation is going to be.
又或者你覺得我聽完咗，但我都仍然無法想像到底啲日子出現嘅時候。到底危險成點咧？
After all, we who are living in the UK live quite a comfortable life.
因為我哋大家喺英國生活唔係非常嘅安逸咩？
We are away from wars and major natural disasters.
我哋周圍又冇戰爭，亦都冇咩天災。
However, it's my responsibility and heart's burden to at least help you develop a sense of urgency.
但係我嘅責任，我嘅負擔就係幫助大家培養出。一種迫切性。
This urgency only comes when you are first aware of these things.
但如果你都唔知道依啲事情將會發生嘅話，你何來會有迫切性呢？
And only then will you start preparing yourself for that day.
只有你知道，你先至會開始作準備。
Now consider this: when that day comes for the pseudo Christ to take his place in the holy temple and declare himself to be God, and we already said things are going to move fast.
所以聽清楚啦。假基督喺耶路撒冷嘅圣所里头坐喺度自称为神嘅时间，我哋已经讲过啦。到时候一切事情都会好快嘅发展。
You won't have much time to think about how to respond.
你将唔会有好多时间去谂我而家点算啊
？So what would you do? Will you give in? Will you succumb to it and bow to him?
咁你应该点做？你系咪向佢屈服偷生？
Or will you stand firm like Jesus when he was tempted by the devil to fall down and bow to him?
還是你會學耶穌，佢喺撒旦魔鬼誘惑底下都唔屈服。
Do you remember what Jesus said in response to the devil's temptation?
你仲記唔記得當耶穌被魔鬼試探嘅時候，佢對魔鬼講啲咩説話？
Jesus said, "Away from me, Satan! For Scripture says, 'Worship Yahweh your God and serve him only.'"
魔鬼啊，你离开我走吧，因为我们必须只系敬拜侍奉耶和华我哋嘅神。
So we actually have a very good example already laid before us.
所以喺耶稣身上，我哋已经见到一个好好嘅典范。
And if you do not start preparing yourself right now, I'm afraid you won't even endure to that time.
但如果你今日唔开始准备自己嘅话，我怕挨到呢啲事情发生嗰日，你都做唔到。
If In peaceful times like these, we do not acknowledge or honor God in everything that we do.
因为如果在太平的时势，你都不在我们生活上面所做的一切去尊敬神。
If you don't love him with all your heart,
你都不去用你全心去爱神。
Don't think that you'll be able to stand firm when you are put under pressure or threats.
咁到你要面临好大嘅压力同埋危难嘅时候，你当然就唔可能。
But I want to encourage you all. There's really no use to just be frightened at what you've heard today.
但我好想去鼓励大家，惊啊都系冇用嘅。
Rather, let us learn to adjust our lives.
相反，应该喺我哋嘅生活上边作出调整。
Starting right here and now.
从今日一刻就开始。
Why not start by being faithful in the little things?
点解首先唔从一啲小事上学习负责忠心呢？
With every little decision and choices that we make, learn to put God first.
就系大大小小嘅抉择，将神放喺优先地位。
As Jesus teaches us in Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 10.
就正如耶稣喺路加福音十六章第十节所讲。
He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much, and he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much.
耶稣话：那在小事上忠心的，在大事上都会忠心；那在小事上不义的，在大事上都会不义。
Let us remember that there is no trial so great that we cannot overcome by God's enabling and sustaining grace.
靠住神嘅力量帮助，我哋唔会遇见一啲考验，我哋自己胜唔过嘅。
So when we do face temptations or tribulations, let us fix our eyes on Jesus.
当我哋面临诱惑灾难，我哋需要加倍定睛喺主耶稣身上。
Let us hasten his coming by fulfilling Matthew chapter 24 verse 14.
让我哋实践马太24:14嚟催促主耶稣嘅再临。
By preaching, proclaiming the gospel of God's kingdom to all nations, we can hasten Jesus' second coming.
通过将天国的福音传遍地球，催促主耶稣再临的日子。
We can rest assured that as soon as this Antichrist, the pseudo-Christ, reveal himself, Jesus, as Yahweh's appointed judge, will surely return.
我们可以放心，假基督一露出他狰狞面目，没几耐，亚维神所指定的代表，这位审判者耶稣基督会再来。
He will come and put an end to this unbearable evil and tribulation described here in Matthew 24.
耶稣要再临，将到这些大灾难中断。
And moreover, he's going to bring into fulfillment all the promises of God, promises that we have been long waiting for.
更重要就是耶稣再来会将到神向我们所承诺的一切美好的事情都实现。
So in closing, let us read the final verse in this passage, Matthew chapter 24.
我们结束的时间呢，现在再读马太福音24最后的一句说话。
Verse 22.
就是第22节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 22. For the sake of the elect,that is the people of God, those terrible days will be cut short. For God knows... those terrible days will be cut short.
若不减少那日子，凡有血气的，总没有一个人得救。只是为着选民，那些日子必定会减少。
God knows how much we can bear.
因为神了解我们能够忍受多少。
So do not fear.
所以不需要怕。
Let us give our all to share the good news.
所以让我们奉献我们的一切去参与传福音。
And together we can advance God's kingdom on earth.
我们一起合力的，可以为到天国的来临去努力。
Let us prepare for God, a people who will remain faithful to him till the end.
为我们代天父呢，去招聚准备一班的人，
Who will remain faithful to him?
就是将会到底都会向神保持精忠的一班人。
So I hope today's message will clear a lot of your doubts or questions about this difficult passage.
希望今日的讲道能够为大家去解开关于今日的经文一些很多的疑难。
The difficult terms, abomination of desolation.
包括了这个比较难明白的字眼，就是那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地等等的字眼。
And to see how all these things apply to us.
亦都明白了这些一切跟我们有什么关系。
May God continue to work in your hearts to help you come into all truth.
让神继续在大家的心中工作，去带领大家进入祂一切的真理。
Now let us close in prayer.
现在我们用祈祷来结束。
And may I ask Pastor Joe to pray for us?
我们一起祷告。